America's Cannabis Conversation. Heard every Saturday at 4:20 p.m. online at americascannabisconversation.com. We're part of the W420 Radio Network, and each week we provide you with information, education, and insight into the exploding medical and recreational cannabis industry. You'll hear from industry leaders, elected officials, local experts, detractors, and more. Learn how to build your own cannabis business, how to grow the product, what's legal, and where it's legal. Tune in each week to hear updates from the National Cannabis Industry Association in Washington, tips on investing in cannabis markets, personal success stories, and more. It's now time to join America's Cannabis Conversation. Time now for another intriguing tale on the ever-fascinating cannabis trail with W420 Radio Network's lifestyle correspondent, Rich Wolkoff.
Well, we all love that big yellow ball in the sky. The sun is the source of all our living things. But when winter comes, or the clouds come, or night comes, indoor farms turn to artificial light to make their crops grow. And what lighting works best? How do we maximize crop growth? Well, let's say hello to an expert, Joe Sullivan from Franklin Energy. He is the Indoor Agricultural Program Manager. Joe, welcome to W420 Radio. I can't wait to learn so much more about indoor lighting and what works best.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me today. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, everybody knows that indoor grow is more challenging. And then again, it can be more advantageous because you can control the ecosystem and your environment. So what is the best lighting source to have the best grow outcome?
A word for indoor ag or indoor growing would also be controlled environment agriculture. And, you know, that's exactly what you're trying to do. You're trying to control and provide the best possible environment for your plants to thrive. Now, there are a number of different lighting sources that growers use, but far and away, LED is the best source to provide light for plants to grow indoors. And that's for a number of reasons. You know, one, they're more energy efficient. They use less wattage and they provide same amount, if not better light than high pressure sodium, metal halide, and other traditional light sources. Number two, they're more of a broad spectrum light source. So they're providing light within the photosynthetic active radiation wavelengths really more broadly than your traditional light sources. Now, number three, they last longer and they're traditionally more reliable than high pressure sodium, metal halide, and, you know, those types of light sources.
Yeah, so this is the 21st century technology, LEDs. I understand it can reduce grow time up to 30%. They can last up to 50,000 hours in terms of just how effective and long-lasting they are, more durable than fluorescents, and, you know, they emit less heat. So it's like a no-brainer. And I understand that Franklin Energy is giving consumers an opportunity to capitalize on LEDs if they want to upgrade their lighting system. So tell us what's going on.
Franklin Energy runs and implements rebate programs for utilities all across the country. In Colorado, we focus on indoor agriculture for Xcel Energy. So we implement their business energy assessment indoor ag program for all their electric customers throughout Colorado, as well as support the lighting efficiency and lighting rebate team at Xcel Energy.
Just talking about the advantages and talking about the rebate opportunity for those who have a system that may be a little outdated or not as technologically advanced. So what, you know, speak a little bit more about that, if you would.
On behalf of Xcel Energy, Franklin Energy implements their Indoor Ag Business Energy Assessment Program that has access to Xcel Energy's full suite of energy efficient rebates that are available to growers and other commercial customers. So at the moment, Xcel Energy is providing 70 cents per watt installed as a rebate. So for the purchase of horticultural LEDs, Xcel Energy will actually pay their growers to install them. Fantastic. You know, as I said, Franklin Energy does work all over the country for a number of utilities, and there is, at least to my knowledge, no other utility that has as a track rebate for their growers. So right now, if you were to buy, a 700-watt LED, you would receive almost $500, so $490 for the purchase of those lights, at least per light, that is. So it's a tremendous financial advantage to buy down the cost of horticultural LEDs because, you know, we all know that they can be expensive. So it really brings down growers' ROIs to enable them to try out the technology and implement it permanently.
That's awesome. I mean, if you can increase yield, optimize your light spectrum so you save money on the energy, you emit less heat, so that reduces cooling energy costs. You control the UV amount, so reducing the stress in the plants, fewer pests, less fungus and the like. I mean, this is the no-brainer of all time. I mean, now talk to me a little more about full-spectrum lighting of LEDs, because I know at different times the cannabis plant needs blue light spectrum or red light spectrum, and we'll get into that in a moment. But what is the concept of full-spectrum LEDs for the uninitiated, for the non-aficionado like yourself, an expert?
We actually refer to it as broad spectrum and not full spectrum. Cannabis uses light differently than what people actually see. You might have heard the term lumens are for humans, PAR is for plants, and I mentioned photosynthetic active radiation a little bit earlier, but LEDs actually provide more wavelengths within that photosynthetic active radiation zone than traditional horticultural lighting like HPS, metal halide, T5, which are a little bit more what you would call narrow spectrum. HPS provide more light in the red wavelength than, let's say, a metal halide, which focuses more on providing light in the blue and UV zone. But LEDs, you're able to tune the spectrum and get that full suite of light at really any intensity. So there's tremendous advantages there. Typically, blue light really help with growth in the vegetative stage. So when plants are growing, you know, leaves and stems and kind of in their adolescent stage, right? They need blue light for a number of reasons. However, it helps with stem growth and growing a hardier, thicker plant and leaves. And then red light is more responsible for a lot of cannabinoid production during the flower stage towards the end of the plant's life cycle. So all light is obviously important for plants for photosynthesis. However, some of the spectrums, blue and red and far red and UV, provide different responses, or the plant provides different responses based on that light. So instead of utilizing one light that's only red and a little bit of blue, or one light that is a lot of blue and only red, you know, with LEDs, you're able to get the benefits of that light at all stages of the plant life cycle. And so that really helps with increased yield, as you mentioned before, and helps with growing a stronger plant that is less conducive to disease and other things like that. So there's a number of benefits just on the light spectrum side of things, but also LEDs enable growers to increase the intensity of the light that is being provided to their plants. So a 1,000-watt LED versus a 1,000-watt HPS is actually going to provide almost 20 to 30% more light depending upon the LED. So, you know, growers have the ability to really crank up their light intensity, which has tremendous benefits for yield and growth as well. So growers are really looking at, they're really worried about their HVAC and dehumidification and, you know, that side of the environment. You know, LEDs also benefit growers and the growth environment by emitting less heat. Now, that kind of comes with a caveat in the sense that a grower has their formula in their room dialed in, right? You're going to have them dialed into HPS or metal halide or and whatnot. And then when you switch over to LEDs, that light source is actually changing the environment, right? So it's emitting less heat, and the plants are not used to that less heat. So there's actually a lower leaf surface temperature with LEDs a lot of times. So it's important for growers to actually run their rooms a little bit hotter with LEDs than they would with HPS or metal halide or T5 in order to maintain a good VPD and a solid environment. So, you know, there's not a one-size-fits-all formula for really any grower, but we always suggest that growers at least test LEDs for a cycle or two, and many manufacturers have programs where they allow you to do that. But you really want to figure out what's going to work best for you in terms of intensity, in terms of spectrum, in terms of wattage and VPD and the rest of the formula that contributes to yield and plant growth and whatnot.
We're talking with Joe Sullivan from Franklin Energy. He's the Indoor Agricultural Program Manager. We're getting a lighting 101 from you, Joe. I'm learning so much. The business energy assessment that you provide to growers, no cost. Tell me more.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great program through Xcel Energy. We have a team here in Colorado that collectively has over 20 years of experience in the cannabis industry, in the controlled environment ag industry. Xcel has hired Franklin Energy to really give growers free advice on how to save energy. So we are free consultants. So we go into grow facilities and take PPFD, light intensity measurements. We measure VPD for growers. We take all environmental measurements, and then we go ahead and provide growers with a report that has recommendations for not only energy savings, but also optimizing growers' environment so they can increase yield and whatnot. So again, that's completely free. Xcel Energy pays the bill for growers' free consultants. And typically it takes a couple hours. We're in and we're out. And then, you know, we give you that really good report that is going to provide recommendations for how you can save money and help out your bottom line.
Yeah, I'm saying you have aspects that pertain to ventilation, compressors, heating and cooling systems, and, of course, the lighting that will all have an influence on the agriculture. So it's a multifaceted business energy assessment that you do.
We look at all cultivation equipment within the facility. So like you said, HVAC, dehumidification, airflow and fans. We'll look at your control systems, right? And then we'll make recommendations either how to tweak those systems to perform better now or recommendations to potentially swap out that equipment for more efficient equipment. And on top of that, we will provide energy savings calculations for all those recommendations and estimated rebates for what you might receive by moving forward with those recommendations. On top of that, we're available to really help growers and hold their hand through the entire process of an upgrade. So for instance, we identify that LEDs might be a good fit, and you, the grower, would like to explore that opportunity and potentially take advantage of rebates. What we will do is actually help you find manufacturers or trades, help you get bids, review those bids, and really be with you the entire journey through your upgrade. So, again, fantastic program and one that is really unique to the utility and energy efficiency world. So, you know, we're off to a great start. There's a lot of opportunity, and I know specifically where the market is at in Colorado. I know a lot of businesses are struggling, and so we're just here to help no matter what.
Amen.
That is.
I love it. And, you know, if you can increase your yield and reduce your costs, it's a win-win. Now, can you break down a little bit of that blue light spectrum, which has between 400 and 500 nanometers emitting that light? And then that's during the early stages of the grow. But now, you mentioned during flowering, you want the red light spectrum, which is between 600 and 740 nanometers. Is that simulating more like midday summer sun in the red light spectrum versus the blue light spectrum? Is that what the reference point is?
Absolutely. So if you're familiar with cannabis reproductive cycles, you have your veg and you have your flower, right? You could also throw clone and propagation in there. But what really you're trying to do is simulate, number one, the length of day and the type of light each one of those cycles would provide if you were outdoors, right? So cannabis obviously evolved outdoors. You know, in the beginning of the year, the angle of the sun doesn't provide as much red light. It provides more blue light. You know, the days are longer than they would be, let's say, in October, November, which is when the length of day would signal the plant to go into its flower cycle and say, hey, the year's almost over, you need to start reproducing. And that's when it starts developing buds and, you know, all the nice cannabinoids and THC and whatnot. So during that end of the cycle, the sun would be providing, the sun's rays would be more perpendicular to the earth and providing more red light. So again, you know, I mentioned it's called controlled environment ag or indoor ag. And the benefit is with indoor ag, you're really able to provide the perfect environment at any point in time.
That's awesome. So we're not messing with Mother Nature. We're trying to replicate her beautiful performance in an indoor grow environment.
Yes, exactly.
Cool. Hey, I got to ask you one other thing. If you have low wattage lights, I understand you want them closer to the plant, maybe a foot to 20 inches, but high wattage lights, you're going to keep the lights farther from the plants and you don't want to burn the plants. So just talk a little bit about that dynamic, because if growers are not tuned into that, you could be missing out or damaging your crop.
Yeah, you absolutely could. And, you know, I mentioned earlier that there's really no, you know, hard and fast formula that all growers can use. You know, obviously having lights closer to your plants could have a detrimental effect on the leaf surface temperature, the leaf itself, metabolites and cannabinoids and whatnot. So depending upon what your light intensity is, your PPFD, which is a measurement of light intensity, so that's photosynthetic flux density, that is the measurement of actually how many photons of light within that PAR spectrum, the photosynthetic spectrum, that are provided within a specified area. And so depending upon the strength of your light source and the intensity actually reaching the canopy and the heat being emitted, the mount height of your light is actually going to change. So higher wattage lights, like you said, you'd want them further away from your plants. You know, and lower wattage lights, which would typically be used in propagation or the vegetative stage, since they're less intense, you can actually have them closer to your plants. There are some potentially diminishing returns by having lights closer to your plants. Obviously, depending upon your layout, you might not have as even of a light distribution across your canopy. But the further away you bring those lights, the more they're going to spread out. So it really depends on the size of your canopy, the reproductive stage you are in, the strength of your lights, to really figure out exactly what your mount height is going to be. And so one thing we actually do during our assessments is we take PPFD measurements in every room so we can help you identify, hey, this is where you're at now. This is where you might have some hot spots. This is where, you know, you might be lacking a little bit. And then when you're looking at potentially going to LEDs, you'll have a really good baseline to understand, hey, this is how much light my canopy is getting now. This is where I want to be, or do I want to replicate this? So when you're considering LEDs, you definitely always want to get a PPFD map done by your lighting manufacturer or whoever your lighting rep is. As I said before, you know, there's really no perfect formula, but it will help you understand, you know, where you're at and what might work best for you.
Man, it's been awesome. I'm learning so much, and I'm sure our listeners are too. So again, if I have an indoor grow and I want to make a transition to LEDs and I want to get that Franklin Energy rebate, tell us what we've got to do.
Our rebates are actually paid for. They're paid to growers through Xcel Energy. And you can go to xcelenergy.com. That's xcelenergy.com to the lighting efficiency section to take a look at the application there. What we do is really help growers from the start to the end. We'll help you identify where that application's at. We'll help you fill it out, maybe help you select some lights and whatever you want your layout to be. You can contact the Xcel Indoor Ag Program at xcelenergy.com. That's xcelenergy.com. And then from there, you navigate up top to business customers and then select rebates from the dropdown. And finally, you can select business lighting from there. But the better way to get information fast and to participate in any of our programs would be just contact me directly, either by email or phone. My email address is jsullivan@franklinenergy.com. My telephone number is 720-822-3719. One of our amazing cultivation energy advisors will help you get started along your journey to be more efficient.
That's awesome. And we will link that on our site as well, W420 Radio Network. Joe Sullivan, how illuminating this conversation has been. You've shed the light, put a bright light on a dark corner of my mind about indoor grows and LED benefits and the rebates and the like. And that's Joe Sullivan from Franklin Energy, the Indoor Agricultural Program Manager. He's a Jedi. Thanks so much, Joe. This is Rich Walkoff on America's Cannabis Conversation.
You're listening to America's Cannabis Conversation on W420RadioNetwork.com. It's time for Women in Cannabis on America's Cannabis Conversation, part of the W420 Radio Network.
Didn't you get the memo?
Here's Chase Roberts.
Welcome back to the conversation. This is Chase Roberts, Women in Cannabis correspondent for the W420 Radio Network. It's a pleasure to introduce to you today Eliza Maroney. She is the co-founder of Lucky Box Club. Lucky Box Club is the oldest fully licensed, continually run cannabis subscription box company in California. She was also named as one of Sacramento's top 5 women to watch and listed in Green Market Report's top 100 plus women in cannabis for 2019 and 2020. Eliza, welcome. Thanks for being here. How are you?
I am amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, it's a pleasure. So let's start with your history. Where are you from, Eliza?
I was born and raised in San Francisco, but I am Brazilian by heritage. My mom is Brazilian, and so I'm first generation American. And really, I just had a really wonderful upbringing of being able to be in San Francisco and spend all of my summers in Brazil. So I have the best of both worlds in philosophy and traditions and language, et cetera.
Absolutely. That's an envied life for sure. And I wanted to ask you, what were your personal experiences with cannabis that led for you to co-found this company?
Oh, wow. Yeah. So for me, growing up in San Francisco, you just have too much access to drugs and medicine, et cetera, right? The good, the bad, and the ugly. And so for me, I really struggled throughout my teenage years with depression, with anxiety, and I kind of found myself on a darker path. And I'm really a huge advocate for letting people know that like cannabis is the exit drug. It was pretty hilarious how I tried almost every drug under the sun before I tried cannabis, before I tried weed. And really what kept me from it was just this fear of the smell, fear of the stoner, stereotypes, et cetera. And later, when I was in my early 20s and when I met my now husband, he just kind of, it's like, listen, you need to try this. Like, you just need to take a bong rip.
Love it.
took a bong rip and I never looked back, honestly. It allowed for me to feel such freedom, yet to feel grounded in myself. It gave me a sense of relaxation. It also is just such a beautiful plant. And he was a cultivator. He's been cultivating now for over 20 years. So we just, you know, I got to really get to know the plant from seed to smoke, exploring and really just immersing myself in this incredible plant medicine.
It's funny you mentioned, you know, in San Francisco, I live in San Francisco and there is everything out there, but it's really funny because especially now weed is even more pervasive than it ever was. There's times I walk down the street and I could smell someone smoking out and I don't even know where they are.
That's awesome. You know, I'd rather it be that than, you know, I mean, I remember my middle and high school days of girls like literally doing coke in the bathrooms, you know, and it's just like, we're like 13. You know, I didn't start then,
but crazy. I'm like,
really, these girls would find it at their parents' houses or in their parents' drawers and grab it. And it was just such a different reality from what I was raised with. But because of all of my other issues of having anxiety and having this sense of unworthiness, I was looking for it in all the wrong places, you know? And so I'm really proud that I was able to really overcome any addiction and issues that I had with cannabis.
Amazing. Amazing. And you know what? Let's tell our listeners, why don't you go ahead and tell them exactly what Lucky Box Club is?
Yes, absolutely. So Lucky Box Club is a cannabis subscription box service. We go out there and look for the most unique and the best made and grown products that exist out in the market. We're also always on the hunt for really unique products that you can't just find anywhere. So we look for craft cultivated products and kind of bring them to your doorstep, literally. We are a licensed delivery service. And so we're retailers, but one thing people always say about our menu is that it's very unique and it has just amazing products that they're really hard to find. You go to most dispensaries, they all pretty much have the same things. They have the same brands. It's the brands that have the money to kind of pay to have that placement. Whereas we like to work with, producers that, may need a platform and really are worthy of your time and your energy and of your consumption. Honestly.
So other people don't have to, if you're getting lost in, you know, all the brands, all the names, et cetera, you're curating it, making it simple, free delivery straight to people's homes, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And you know, what's wonderful about our subscription service is that lots of subscription boxes will have like, you know, this is the January box of the month or whatever, or February or whatever. Right. And for us, when you are a subscriber, this is your box of the month. This is your bundle. It's completely curated according to your preferences, according to your lifestyle. My membership manager and coordinator, he is amazing. He really takes his time to get to know every single one of our members and to kind of get into their minds and see what might enhance their life if they don't even know exists yet. And so that's kind of the magic of it, you know, and we always say there's magic in the box because they're like, I had no idea that this even existed. Well, that's the whole point. And of course, we are a standalone delivery service. So when you find products that you're in love with, it's still available on the menu and then you can go ahead and reorder at any time.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I noticed you have about now you have 160 something offerings. Do you want to mention any of the brands you carry right now?
You know, a few of the brands that I think that are really worthy of mentioning are brands that not too many people may have heard of, like Hello Again Suppositories. I just got back from a retreat that I was hosting, a goddess retreat, and they are vaginal suppositories that are just changing women's lives. They offer relief from menopause symptoms, cramping. We had one lady that was saying she felt like she was getting a yeast infection and actually she used a suppository and the symptoms were gone the next morning. So just like incredible, incredible relaxation and kind of a nice body high. I also love Sokka, House of Sokka's wines. They're sparkling, it's amazing. Proof has now come out with a sister brand called Super Wow and Super Wow Tinctures. Their peppermint tincture, it's called Twisted Peppermint. It's 1,000 milligrams and it is so perfect for making mocktails. So all winter long, we were offering like peppermint hot chocolates. And, you know, teaching people different recipes and ways to use tinctures instead of just the squirt under your tongue. And, you know, I think for flowers and whatnot, I'm really in love with Fume out of Napa. I mean, just so many great products, you know.
Absolutely.
Talk to me and I'll tell you everything. I cannot get over Proofs products as well. Like, it's really hard to find really great high CBD products. Garden Society, of course, is always one of our top-notch women-owned and women-led brands. And they're just super, super consistent. So yeah, I mean, you tell me what you want and I can tell you what I love.
And how would our listeners, what is your website so they know, so they could go take a look, see if they're interested?
Yes, it's www.luckyboxclub.com. So LBC, Lucky Box Club, that's who we are. You can find us on Instagram. And if you're interested in following my own Instagram, it's Lady Lucky Box and the Cannabis Yogi.
Yeah. And you guys also have a blog. Who is responsible for that? Is that you or your husband?
It's myself and my right-hand woman, Jay. And Jay is just this amazing woman. And she knows how to really, like, I don't know. She's gifted with words. That's all I can say. You know, she's quite the wordsmith.
Love that. And you also have other endeavors. What are some of the other things you're working on? Because they seem to all go hand in hand. All your businesses seem to complement each other well.
They do. Yeah. I'm really blessed in the way that, like, my whole life really is just revolving around wellness, health and wellness in general. So I am also known as the Cannabis Yogi. It's a name that was given to me by Leafly a couple of years ago when I first launched my classes called Bend and Blaze. So I am a certified yoga instructor. I'm also a wellness and life coach. And so the Cannabis Yogi really is a platform that is for people who are interested in going a little bit deeper in their wellness journey. I offer medicated and non-medicated yoga classes. I also host retreats. As I had said, I just finished up one of my first international goddess retreat in Mexico.
Congratulations. And by the way, listeners, she's in Mexico right now.
I am. I'm living my best life. You know, I really wanted to work while I was here because I do love being productive, and it feels like such a privilege, you know, to be able to kind of just to soak everything in, but also to be productive and to use kind of the extra energetic space and bandwidth to really focus on my projects. And I have two more retreats coming up this year. I have one that'll be in California in May. And then another one that's going to be announced very soon. That'll be towards the end of the year.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
And you've been with Lucky Box Company for 7 years.
Yeah. So we came up with the concept in 2016, 2017, really started getting things together. And that's pretty much when Prop 64 was coming around. Right. And so it's still been a long process from concept to actually getting licensing and being fully operational. But it's the journey has been worth it. That's all I can say.
Yeah. And I think, people should know your offerings are everything from, you know, like clothing to, you know, edibles, what have you. You really hit everything, every kind of merchandise that's out there, basically.
Yeah. I mean, just whatever, however you want to consume cannabis, or if you don't want to consume it and maybe you just want to, you slather it on, as I say, you know, we've got something for everyone. And that's something that I really like to draw attention to. Not every product is for everybody. Like, our bodies are all, like, chemically made differently. We all have different trauma and different issues that we're all dealing with. Yeah. So really having an informed guide to kind of be your advocate and kind of show you the way is really what's best, unless you are a very, very seasoned cannabis user, because I've heard all of the stories, the horror stories we all have, you know, the brownie in college or the cookies at a party, or you know, they smoked and it hurt their lungs too much or whatever. And it's just like, that doesn't have to be your story.
No. So, and the more that cannabis becomes mainstream, I know people that are new to it are generally really confused. It's daunting. It's like people don't know what is for what. People are still confused about over some of the basics, like THC versus, you know, CBD versus sativa.
Yes. THCA, all the cannabinoids, all of the terpene profiles. Yes. I mean, it's just one of those things, like, you wouldn't go into a pharmacy and tell them what you're ordering. Right? You have a doctor that writes you a prescription, and then they know what they should be serving you. And I think that it should be somewhat similar. Like, you should at least have a consult, which is why we offer free consultations to anyone that calls in. So we love to really serve our customers. We are here to be their best advocate and to work for them if we don't carry a product that we really believe is going to serve, then we either procure it or we send them to someone who has it.
This is
not just about the bottom line. We have partners that are other retailers that within our area in Sacramento and the Bay Area. And this is not a race just to get people's money. This really is about making sure that people are having the right experiences with their cannabis.
Okay. I think that's so important. People hear that message. A lot of people are just coming to the industry because it's booming, trying to get in, get out, make a quick buck. So that's very good to know. And what is next for you guys? I think you guys are number one in California for box delivery. Can you expand that? Are you going to start expanding that? Is that possible for you guys?
So what's next for us is we are in a fundraising round right now. We are doing some fundraising and looking at what it's going to take for us to kind of go the next level. Right now, we are currently only operating in Northern California. So we need to expand to Southern California, and then we'll look beyond looking for the right partners. So that's what we are attracting and focusing on right now.
Love it. And, this is the Women in Cannabis segment. Do you have any advice to women out there that are trying to get in this space or maybe in this space and having a hard time? Is there anything you can offer?
Yes, I do. I think my advice is really two parts. The first is don't be discouraged, right? A lot of times we kind of go into a little, working sessions or mixers and whatnot, and not all of us are really made for that. So what I always say is continue to show up and find people that you resonate with, and don't allow yourself to kind of be pushed to the side. Really show up and show up with a willingness to learn, because there's a lot to learn. Even myself, I've been in this industry for 7 years now, going on 8 years, and I still have a lot to learn. And the second part is to find a mentor. I think that having other women that are smarter than you, that know more, that have already found success in ways that you are seeking success, we all really want each other to win. And that's one thing that I love about the Women in Cannabis kind of scene.
So many impressive, great women in the industry who also have other businesses that are just stellar. It's really inspiring. So, is there someone who inspires you that you can think of in the industry or just in general?
Oh my gosh. I mean, the first name that even came to mind was Erin Gore. Erin is just, she's the epitome of what it should be to really be a leader within an industry. She leads from a place of kindness, but she also is a badass. She freely and willingly gives her knowledge to those in her inner circle, because she's if I can do it, you can do it. And we're just going to do this together, and we're going to rise up. And that is what I stand for. That's what I believe in. And if you don't know where to start, I always say just reach out. Slide into our DMs, just say who you are. And even if we can't help you at that moment, there may be a very high chance that we can introduce you to someone else or to a chapter of Women Grow or another, kind of facilitator that knows of a circle that you should be part of, that's really what it's about.
Community I have found are very open, and there's a saying, empowered women empower women. Mm-hmm. And I find that really true of this space. Unfortunately, our time is running out, Eliza, and you got to go get some sunshine in Mexico. please once again, remind our listeners, what are your socials where they can find you, or what do you have?
Absolutely. So, you can follow Lucky Box Club. It's just at Lucky Box Club with a little underscore at the end of it. My personal, Instagrams are, at Lady Lucky Box. And if you're more interested in the wellness or any of my retreats in the future, it's at The Cannabis Yogi. Be sure to check out luckyboxclub.com or reach out anytime. It really is such a pleasure to be on here, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Eliza, thank you for being here. If you missed any of this great interview with Eliza Maroney, you can go to W420RadioNetwork.com and click on the archive section to listen to this and other great interviews. And we'll be right back.
Well, we all love that big yellow ball in the sky. The sun is the source of all our living things. But when winter comes, or the clouds come, or night comes, indoor farms turn to artificial light to make their crops grow. And what lighting works best? How do we maximize crop growth? Well, let's say hello to an expert, Joe Sullivan from Franklin Energy. He is the Indoor Agricultural Program Manager, talking about the advantages and the rebate opportunity for those who have a system that may be a little outdated or not as technologically advanced. So speak a little bit more about that, if you would.
On behalf of Xcel Energy, we, Franklin Energy, implements their Indoor Ag Business Energy Assessment Program that has access to Xcel Energy's full suite of energy-efficient rebates that are available to growers and other commercial customers. So at the moment, Xcel Energy is providing 70 cents per watt installed as a rebate. So for the purchase of horticultural LEDs, Xcel Energy will actually pay their growers to install them. Fantastic. You know, as I said, Franklin Energy does work all over the country for a number of utilities, and there is, at least to my knowledge, no other utility that has as a track rebates for their growers. So right now, if you were to buy, let's just say a 700 watt LED, you would receive almost $500, so $490 for the purchase of those lights, at least per light, that is. So it's a tremendous financial advantage to buy down the cost of horticultural LEDs, because, you know, we all know that they can be expensive. So it really brings down growers' ROIs to enable them to try out the technology and implement it permanently.
That's awesome. I mean, if you can increase yield, optimize your light spectrum so you save money on the energy, you emit less heat, so that reduces cooling energy costs. You control the UV amount, so reducing the stress in the plants, fewer pests, less fungus and the like. I mean, this is the no-brainer of all time. I mean, I'm learning so much, and I'm sure our listeners are too. So if I have an indoor grow and I want to make a transition to LEDs and I want to get that Franklin Energy rebate, tell us what we've got to do.
Our rebates are actually paid for. They're paid to growers through Xcel Energy. And you can go to xcelenergy.com. That's xcelenergy.com to the lighting efficiency section to take a look at the application there. What we do is really help growers from the start to the end. We'll help you identify where that application's at. We'll help you fill it out. Maybe help you select some lights and whatever you want your layout to be. You can contact the Xcel Indoor Ag Program at xcelenergy.com. That's xcelenergy.com. And then from there, you navigate up top to business customers and then select rebates from the dropdown. And finally, you can select business lighting from there. But the better way to get information fast and to participate in any of our programs would be just contact me directly, either by email or phone. My email address is jsullivan@franklinenergy.com. My telephone number is 720-822-3719. One of our amazing cultivation energy advisors will help you get started along your journey to be more efficient.
That's awesome. And we will link that on our site as well, W420 Radio Network. Joe Sullivan, how illuminating this conversation has been. You've shed the light, put a bright light on a dark corner of my mind about indoor grows and LED benefits and the rebates and the like. And that's Joe Sullivan from Franklin Energy, the Indoor Agricultural Program Manager. He's a Jedi. Thanks so much, Joe. This is Rich Walkoff on America's Cannabis Conversation.
AmericasCannabisConversation.com.
Welcome to America's Cannabis Conversation. Today, our special guest is Carl Germano, CNS CBN. is Vice President and Chief Business Development Officer at Verdant Oasis, which produces high-quality phytocannabinoid-rich hemp oil products. Mr. Germano is an NY board-certified clinical nutritionist who provides product and business concepts, development and commercialization, reformulations and line extensions, assistance with research and claims, and market support for clients of Verdant Oasis. Verdant Oasis is a unique company that works with ancestral hemp genetics and geographically strategic European artisanal farms in a proprietary solvent-free extraction that produces Panoramic Entourage IP hemp oil. This is a vertically integrated grower and manufacturer of the highest quality phytocannabinoid-rich hemp oils and specialized dietary ingredients. They have unique end-to-end control of the entire process, which includes specialized plant genotypes, refined agricultural and farming practices, proprietary extraction methodology, and advanced post-extraction techniques. Verdant Oasis products are made in FSMA registered facilities and operated under strict HACCP and GMP controls. Carl Germano also authored the book Road to Ananda, Simple Guide to Endocannabinoid System, Hemp Phytocannabinoids, CBD, and Your Health. So we have a lot to talk about. So Carl, welcome to America's Cannabis Conversation.
Thank you, David, and it's a pleasure to be here.
We'd like to learn a little bit about Verdant Oasis and the Panoramic Entourage hemp oil. Tell us a little bit about that. A lot of people are going to be hearing about it for the first time, certainly not the many clients that you've managed to gather with the growing popularity of your product. But walk us through a little bit about it. It seems that you have your own unique production process and ultimately your own unique product. So tell us about the hemp oils that you all make.
Sure. Verdant Oasis is completely vertically integrated, meaning that they grow, they have their own seeds, they extract. So all aspects from the seed to the finished product is under their control, and that's very important. You know, they are not only just vertically integrated, but they've made a concerted effort to bring to the marketplace legal mitigating, a lot of risk out there for questionable materials. And most recently, they were able to attain self-affirmed GRAS meaning generally recognized as safe, which is important for the food and beverage industries, as well as the dietary supplement industry. Now, this takes several years of running very extensive toxicology studies, and they followed the FDA's Red Book guidelines for these studies to show and to prove that the material is safe. And this is a very important concept because you can come to the marketplace and bring things to the marketplace, but FDA has jurisdiction over making sure that the material you bring to the market is safe. And they've been begging the industry, the hemp and cannabis industry, to prove their material safe. And we're one of only maybe two other companies that have been able to do this. We're the only raw material company that's been able to do this, and quite proud of it. And so they work just like a pharmaceutical company and providing not only safe but very high quality materials. There's a lot of IP behind what they do in terms of providing a variety of different arrays of cannabinoids that are found in the plant. And I know everybody's focusing on CBD, but quite frankly, there's over 100 different phytocannabinoids. And what that means, phyto meaning coming from the plant, cannabinoids are these active lipid compounds that have extensive activity in the body. We learned about CBD. We know about THC and marijuana, but CBD is the most dominant phytocannabinoid in hemp. And we know CBD has a variety of important, clinically important roles in the body. Pain, inflammation, stress, anxiety, insomnia, digestive, bone health, the list goes on and on of what this material does. But while CBD is one of 100, we cannot ignore the other 99-plus cannabinoids, CBG, CBC, it goes on and on and on. What we have learned and what's been published in the literature is to show that when you provide all of the family members, meaning that you have a true whole plant extract, it is clinically more effective than giving CBD alone. Now, this is not new to people like myself in clinical practice, practicing botanical medicine. We know that the sum of the whole plant is greater than any one single magic bullet being pulled out of there. And so our materials are whole plant materials that, yes, are high in CBD because CBD is the most dominant cannabinoid in the plant. But you've got the rest of the family present, a nice fingerprint of the plant to give rise to more meaningful effects in the body. And so this, in a nutshell, is what Verdant Oasis is all about and what they produce and how different they are than most companies in the marketplace.
Most indeed, a holistic that you have.
Yeah.
You're non-GMO, you're organic, you have high standards for purity, you develop potency, and it is safe. For the sake of our listeners, yeah, please tell us, what is IP hemp oil?
Yeah, intellectual property, first and foremost. There is a distinct difference, obviously, between the genus and species Cannabis sativa. We know marijuana is Cannabis sativa, and we know also hemp is Cannabis sativa. But the plants are very different. They are different when you physically just look at them, marijuana being short, squatty, broader leaf, hemp being much taller, 12 to 15 feet tall, fibrous plant, very narrow, thin leaves. So they look differently. Therefore, we know the genetics are differently. And as I mentioned before, THC is the dominant phytocannabinoid in marijuana, where CBD is the most dominant phytocannabinoid in hemp. So when we look at what comes into the marketplace, we have to come to terms with the fact that over the past 100-plus years, hemp has been really buried under the Controlled Substances Act and what have you, because it was treated as if it was marijuana, knowing that it's Cannabis sativa, knowing also that it's not going to get you intoxicated, it doesn't have enough THC, so forth and so on. Nevertheless, the government mistreated it for that long period of time. We couldn't cultivate it, we couldn't commercialize it, we couldn't study it. Meanwhile, Europe was light years ahead, and they were cultivating and researching it and doing all sorts of things. I'm saying this because the strains that we use to make our cannabinoid-rich hemp oils come from true industrial hemp and not from marijuana or marijuana hybrids. Now, I have nothing against marijuana or marijuana hybrids. The point being that from a legal standpoint, if you're going to call something a hemp extract, then it should come from true industrial hemp. And the words get convoluted at times. We only use EU Commission registered, certified industrial hemp strains.
Carl, you're not only using your scientific knowledge and experience to be one of the driving members of Verdant Oasis, but you're also an author. I want to talk to you about Road to Ananda, Simple Guide to the Endocannabinoid System, Hemp Phytocannabinoids, CBD, and Your Health. I'm rather fascinated by the title, Road to Ananda. Ananda, is that Hindu for bliss?
Yes. Well, Ananda is the word in Sanskrit that refers to bliss and blissful state. And certainly, bliss can be achieved by a number of things that we do in our life, eating well, meditating, doing yoga, and there's various techniques. But Road to Ananda, really what I was trying to do is tell people that the road to inner bliss from a physiological standpoint happens to be dealt with by supporting the body's endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Now, the ECS has been in our body since the beginning of time. It's a massive series of receptors all over the body, over every organ system, receptors that accept cannabinoids. So I tell the whole world, hey, you're going to just have to get over it. Your body feeds off cannabinoids. You cannot be healthy without them. And so much so, when you look at all these receptors, you ask the question, well, all these receptors in the body, there must be something the body's producing to hit these receptors. And in the late 1990s, Dr. Rafael Mashulam and his colleagues have discovered not only the inner workings of the endocannabinoid system, but the fact that we produce two cannabinoids. One is called anandamide, and the other called 2-AG or 2-arachidonyl glycerol. The point of the matter is the first cannabinoid that they discovered, anandamide, why do they call it anandamide? Well, again, they use that prefix ananda, which means bliss. And why they call this first cannabinoid blissful is because it hits the same receptors that THC hits in the brain that causes intoxication. Now, anandamide is nowhere near as potent as THC, but without a doubt, anandamide affects our mood in terms of anxiety and depression and what have you. And by the way, we've all been taught that the runner's high, what makes you euphoric after you do strenuous activity, is due to endorphins. Well, we dismantled that years ago by finding out that when you go through extensive and types of exercise, the amount of anandamide is increased. This is what gives you the euphoric feeling and the mood-changing alterations. And so we look at the fact, getting back to the endocannabinoid system, that all these receptors on every organ system, and we produce these cannabinoids that hit these receptors, and they have applications in pain, inflammation, stress, anxiety, bone building, insomnia, digestive health, all over. You get to understand that the endocannabinoid system is the most important physiological system in the body that controls all other physiological functions. So it is the master regulator in the body. And quite frankly, from a global perspective, we know that the endocannabinoid system controls health, well-being, and balance, what we call homeostasis.
We're finding more and more how the body is naturally receptive to the effects of CBD and so forth. And nature provides us with the plant that we can have natural extracts that work well with the body. You mentioned yep. Dr. Rafael Mashulam. He's considered the father of cannabinoid medicine. He wrote the introduction yep. for your book, did he not? So you basically yep. tell the story. And we are coming out of the dark ages, as you say, and your research is there. Carl, where is your book available? Where can people find your book?
Oh, it's, you can get it probably on Amazon and what have you. You know, I write books, not to make money, but I write books to get the information out and to educate. You know, I'm a board-certified clinical nutritionist by trade. And so, you know, seeing patients, you can only see one patient across your desk at a time. When you write books, you're reaching, you know, thousands to maybe millions of people to educate them. And this is more important to me than the financial aspect to it. And so, you know, it's on my website also, carlgermano.com. That's my consulting website. But it's out there in the trade. You know, the trade, the health food trade has been very rewarding because this is a trade where consumers desperately want information, desperately want to educate themselves. And so these books become a vehicle for spreading that education because they're not getting it from the medical community. They're not getting it in school. And so, you know, it serves that kind of purpose.
I got an education just by viewing your website at verdantoasis.com. Carl Germano of Verdant Oasis, I thank you for coming to America's Cannabis Conversation and having a talk with us.
W420RadioNetwork.com.